الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وإمامنا محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد المشنى بالله صلى الله عليه وسلم He mentioned, "Man la yashkur al-nas la yashkur Allah." The one who is not thankful, does not display gratitude to the people, this individual, he is not thankful to Allah. Shaykh Abdul Aziz ibn Ubaz, he mentioned this narration is authentic. It's sahih. And the meaning of this narration is that the one who does not have it to be a part of his tabi'ah, or a part of his natural way, that he displays gratitude and he is thankful for the ihsan and the goodness that is done towards him, this individual, then he is not likely to show gratitude and be thankful to Allah for that which Allah Ta'ala does for him. And this is due to his evil and his bad manners with the people. So with this said, we'd like to state and mention and display our gratitude to our brothers here at Masjid Ibn Abbas in College Park, Georgia, for their hospitality and likewise their good thoughts concerning their Muslim brother and inviting us here to partake in this dawra along with you. The title or the subject of the seminar, as is advertised and you have all heard and you know, it is Usul al-Salafiyya, or the principles of al-Salafiyya. And when speaking about the principles of Salafiyya, from that which is appropriate is that before going into the principles and speaking about these principles, that we speak about Salafiyya itself. Mahiyya, what is it? What is Salafiyya? And a statement regarding that, regarding a Salafiyya, its reality. From the excellent statements as it relates to this particular affair of Salafiyya and what it is, Sheikh Ubayd al-Jabri, he mentioned inside of his book, Imdad al-Salafi, min qawaid wa usul min minhaj al-Salafi, or aiding the Salafi by way of qawaid, principles and guidelines from the Salafi methodology. He mentioned inside of his book, وَعْلَمُوا بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ أَنَّ سَلَفِيَّةَ لَمْ يُؤَسِّسْهَا أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ فِي زَمَانٍ أَوْ مَكَانٍ. Shaykh Ubayd, he said, that know, and may Allah Ta'ala bless you, that Salafiyya, it was not founded by any human being in any time or any place. فَلَمْ يَكُونَ الشَّيْخ مُحَمَّدْ إِبْنَ أَبِي الْوَحَّابِ مَعَ أَخِيهِ الْإِمَامُ مُحَمَّدْ إِبْنُ سَعُودِ مُؤَسِّسَيْنِ لِلسَّلَفِيَّةِ. He said, so Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, along with his brother Muhammad ibn Sa'ud, they were not founders for Salafiyya. وَلَا مَنْ قَبْلَهُمَا مِنْ أَحْلِ الْعِلْمِ, nor anyone before them from the people of knowledge. وَأَئِمَّةُ الدِّينِ and the imams of the religion. وَدُوَاتُ الْحَقِّ إِلَى هَذِهِ الْمِلَّةِ الْحَنِفِيَّةِ مُؤَسِّسِينَ لَهَا. And anyone else who came before them from the imams of the religion, the callers to the haq, the callers to this monotheistic religion, no one before them was a founder for a Salafiyya. And it's something we can say, Salafi was founded by Fulan or this person. He initiated and started Salafiyya like this. He says, for example, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, or his students, and those who came before him from the four imams, those who we have mentioned their names, وَلَا تَابِعُونَ وَلَا أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم, nor the tabi'un. The tabi'un, they were not the founders of Salafiyya, nor the companions of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, وَلَا مُحَمَّدٍ, even the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was not the founder. He did not contrive and make up Salafiyya himself. Nor those who came before him from the other Nabiyun, from the other prophets, and the other messengers. alayhim salatu wassalam, bal hiya min indillah. Rather, salafiyya, it comes from Allah. Salafiyya, it comes from Allah. Salafiyya is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing different. So therefore we say, as the Shaykh mentioned, that it is min indillah, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, ja'a biha an-nabiyuna wa mursalun. That the prophets and the messengers, they brought it. وَبَلَغُوهَا, and they conveyed it to the people. They conveyed it to the people, however, the reality is that it comes from where? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah revealed it. He said, بَلَغُوا أَنَ اللَّهِ مَا أَرَادَهُ مِنْ عِبَادْ شَرْعًا. He said that they conveyed from Allah that which He required from them legislatively. And likewise, those who came after them, from their companions and their followers, and the callers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all, and He conveyed to the people this salafiyyah. But the reality, the Shaykh mentioned, no, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِهَذَا, so due to this, فَإِنْهُ لَيْسَ لَهَا مُسْتَنَدْ سَوَى النَّصِ. Due to this, we say, concerning salafiyyah, that it has no reference point except the text. It has no reference point. And when it comes down to and see where this particular affair comes from, we don't look anywhere other than the Nas, the text. What is inside of the book of Allah and the Son of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala fahfun salaf al-umma. He says, فَجَمِيْ أَقْوَالَ النَّاتِ وَأَعْمَالَهُمْ مِزَانُهَا عَنْدَنَا شَيْئًا. So therefore, all of the statements which come from the people, all of the actions which they do, the measuring stick for them with us is two affairs. And nas wal ijma', the text, meaning what is coming inside of the book in the sunnah, ala fahm salaf, and likewise the ijma', the consensus of the people of knowledge and that which they were upon. He said, فَمَنْ وَافَقَ نَصًا أَوْ إِجْمَاعًا قُبِلَ مِنْهُ. So therefore, the statements or actions which come from any individual, it coincides with the text, or it coincides with the consensus, then that which that person brings from a statement or action or what have you, it is accepted from him. And because it has the text to support it. It has ijma, and it is something which the ummah does not reject. Therefore, we're going to accept that from him. وَمْنَ خَالَفَ نَصًا أَوْ إِجْمَاعًا رُدَّ عَلَيْهِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ مِنْ قَوْلٍ أَوْ فِعْلٍ كَائِنًا مِنْ كَانٍ. And this is the point which many other people have a problem with. This is the issue which many other people have a problem with. That whoever opposes a text, or he opposes the ijma', the consensus, then رُدَّ عَلَيْهِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ, then whatever he came with from a statement or an action is going to be rejected. It's going to be refuted and rejected. كَائِنًا مِنْ كَانٍ, whoever he may be. Whoever that individual may be. Now, he says, ثُمَّ إِنْ كَانَ هَذَا مُخَالَفٌ أُصُولُهُ سُنَّةٌ. Now he goes to mention something which, inshallah ta'ala, maybe in the next lesson we will allude to it as we go through some of the principles which the Shaykh brings inside of this tremendous work. Some of the principles of Salafiyyah. And from those principles, which inshallah ta'ala we'll mention at another time, is Rudd al-Mukhalif. Right? Is refuting the one who opposes that which is correct. Refuting the one who opposes that which is correct. And this principle in itself has principles. This principle has principles. And one of those principles is what the Shaykh mentions here. He says, ثُمَّنْ كَانَ حَالَ مُخَالَفْ أُصُولُهُ سُنَّةٌ. If this individual who has opposed the text, he opposed the ijma', if the origin concerning this person, his principles that he brings, are principles of the sunnah. وَدَعْوَاتَهُ sunnah. His da'wah is the da'wah of the sunnah. وَكُلْ مَا جَاءَ عَنْهُ sunnah. Everything that comes from him is sunnah. فَإِنَّ خَطَأَهُ يُرَدْ. And the individual, his origin and the foundation concerning him is that he's Salafi. Right? Then his khata, his mistake is refuted. We refute the mistake. The error that he made, that he came with, gets refuted. وَلَا يُتَابَعْ عَلَى زِلَّتِهِ. And we don't follow up his errors. We don't chase after his errors. But we refute that mistake he made. That mistake he made, which contradicts the text from the Book of Allah or the Sunnah, that mistake he made gets refuted. But we don't follow him up. We don't chase behind his errors and his mistakes. Right? He says, وَتُحْفَدْ كَرَمَتَهُ. And his honor is to be preserved. His honor is to be preserved. When كَانَ ضَلَّ مُبْتَدِعًا. Here's the difference now. If that individual, right, who has opposed the text, opposed the ijma, if that individual is ضَلَّ مُبْتَدِعًا, he is a deviant innovator, not a person of sunnah. We see how we deal with the sunnah, with the sunni who makes a mistake, right? If the individual is a deviant innovator, right? He says, لَمْ يَعْرَفْ لِسُنَّ وَزْنًا. He don't acknowledge for the sunnah any value. And he doesn't give it any worth whatsoever. And he establishes his principles upon dalal. فَإِنَّهُ يُرَدْ عَلَيْهِ كَمَا يُرَدْ عَلَى مُبْتَدِعَ الدَّلَالِ. Then we're going to refute that person just as we refute the deviant innovators. Meaning that we refute him and his error. You refute his error and you refute him. Now, he says, وَيُقَابَلْ بِالزَّجَرِ وَالْإِغْلَاظِ وَتَحْذِيرِ مِنْهُ. And he is to be met with zajr, and with rebuke. You rebuke that person. And sternness and warning against him. Unless that would bring about an evil which is greater than the evil of warning against him. Unless that would bring about a greater evil. So, this is something which we must mention before going into and discussing the principles of Salafiyah. أَمَّا أَلْمَنْهَجَ السَّلَفِ. As for the Salafi methodology. As for the Salafi methodology, then what is it? The Shaykh says, فَهُوَ اِتِّبَعْ كُلْ مَا جَعَ اللَّهِ. It is following everything that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَسُولِهِ. It's following everything which came from His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتَمَثُ بِذَلِكَ قَوْلٍ وَعَمَلًا. Holding fast to that in statement and action. هذا هو المنهج السلفي. This is the Salafi methodology. This is all that it is. So we see from this simple and short and concise definition that Salafi is Islam. This is Islam. Now, he says, وَهُوَ طَرِيق السَّلَفِ. It is the Salafi path. وَهُوَ الْمَسْلَكِ. وَهُوَ مَسْلَكِ أَحْلَ السُّنَةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ. And it is the path of أَحْلَ السُّنَةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ. لِأَنَّ السَّلَفِيَ لَهَا عِدَّةُ. يعني the Salafi, it has a number of يعني titles and names which it is known by. نعم ولا اختلاف بينها في المعنى. And they don't have any difference between them in terms of their meaning. يعني for whom? الفرقة الناجية. So we know the Salafis to be يعني by way of different titles, different names they've been known by throughout history. From that is الفرقة الناجية. They are the saved sect. Ahl Sunnah, the Salafis, they are the same sect. And from that is the Ta'ifat al-Mansura, the victorious group. And they are also known as Ahl Hadith, the people of Hadith. Those who they extract their religion from the narrations. Wa Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They are also known as Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So after this, we go on to mention, and inshallah ta'ala will perhaps only cover one asl, one principle from the principles of Salafiyya. And the first principle which comes inside of this book, and that is Salafi, and the book has been translated, we advise the brothers get it. And we say, no doubt, if an individual wants to understand the affairs of manhaj, فَعَلَيْكَ بِكُتُبَ شَيْءُ بَيْءٍ. No doubt, read the books of Shaykh Ubayd. And it's not to attach the truth to Shaykh Ubayd only, but rather we say that Shaykh Ubayd, he has an excellent manner in explaining those finer, detailed points of manhaj. He has a beautiful way of explaining them and making them clear, such that even a person like me can understand them. So the Shaykh, he begins his principles and mentioning the principles of Salafiyya by mentioning Al-Qa'idat Al-Ula, the first principle. Al-Intisab ila Salafiyya. رحمك الله. الانتساب إلى السلفية. is ascribing to Salafiyah. The individual ascribes to it. Naam, he ascribes to it, aqidatan, in terms of his belief system. Ibadatan, the way that he approaches worshipping Allah Ta'ala. But manhajan, his methodology to practicing the deen in totality, likewise, ascribing to it, tasmiyatan, in terms of the title, the name, meaning that he says, I'm a Salafi. The individual saying, I'm Salafi. Ascribing to this way. Now, this is the first principle. The Shaykh says, فَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِمَّنْ يَدَّعُونَ أَنَّهُمْ أَحْلَ السُّنَةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ وَأَنَّهُمْ عَلَى الْهُدَى يَشْمَئِزُونَ مِنْ الْإِنْتِسَابِ لَسَلَفِيَّةِ. He said that many of the people who claim that they are Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, people who claim Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and that they are upon guidance, they shy away from, they find fault with ascribing to Salafiyah. They criticize this particular affair and ascribing to a Salafiyah. And they make all types of statements, yani, as it relates to their criticism of this. Yani, they say that it has no origin, it has no basis. They say this is an affair which is innovated in the likes of this. And they and so on and so forth from the statements which they make in criticism of those who ascribe to this particular methodology. So we say to them, these individuals who, as the Shaykh mentioned, claim that they're from Ahl Sunnah. So if this is their claim that they are from Ahl Sunnah, then we say to them, O Ahl Sunnah, Ya Ahl Sunnah, who from the ulama preceded you in this criticism? Who from the ulama preceded you in this criticism? O Sunni, O Ahl Sunnah, you who claim to follow and take from the scholars, who from the scholars, past or present, preceded you in criticizing ascription to Salafiyah? Rather, when we look and we examine the statements of the scholars, past and present, we find the statements of the scholars to be in contradiction of the criticism. We find the statements of the scholars to be in criticism of that, or in contradiction of that. Now, from that is the statement, a well-known statement of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, when he mentioned, لا عيب على من أظهر مذهب السلف وانتسب إليه واعتزى إليه بل يجب قبول ذلك منه باتفاق فإن مذهب السلف لا يكون إلا حقا. شيخ الإسلام مشي نسار مجموع فتاوى that there is no blame, no fault upon the one who outwardly manifests the madhab of the salaf and ascribes to it. And he is honored by way of that. Rather, it is obligatory to accept that from him bittifaq, by way of agreement, by way of unanimous agreement. فَإِنَّ مَذْهَبَ السَّلَفْ لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا حَقَّ. For indeed, the methodology of the Salaf, their way is nothing except the truth. It's nothing except the truth. So therefore, we say, now that ascribing to this particular methodology, it has nothing within it that we should shy away from or be ashamed of. Rather, we should be honored and be thankful to Allah Ta'ala that He has guided us in this particular way, in this particular methodology. For it is the methodology of the scholars of Ahl Sunnah and that which they were upon. Imam As-Sam'ani, he mentioned, and As-Sam'ani, he lived, or he died rather, in 562 after the Hijrah. 562 after the Hijrah. For those who say that the Salafiyah, it is Jadida, it is something which is new, something which just came about. Imam As-Sam'ani, he said, who died in 562 after the Hijrah, he said, was Salafi, and it's inside of his book called Al-Insab, Al-Insab, where he explains different types of terms of ascription, right? He mentioned inside of this particular book, As-Sam'ani, As-Salafi bi fatha seen with lam. He said this term Salafi with a fatha upon the seen and upon the lam. He says, hadhi an-nisba ila salaf. This term as Salafi, it is an ascription to the Salaf. And it is to traverse upon the madhab, على ما سمعتو, based upon that which يعني, have come to us and which have reached us and which we have heard. Imam al-Sam'ani. Right? And those individuals, they say the likes of these statements that Imam al-Albani, Ibn Salafiyyah, or Sheikh Muhammad ibn Wahhab, Ibn Salafiyyah, Imam al-Sam'ani lived all these hundreds of years ago. All these hundreds of years ago, what did he say? And he explained a particular term and the reality of it, what it means. So, it is, as Sam'ani said, an ascription to a Salaf. A man whom a Salaf? So who are the Salaf? The Salaf are none other than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, his noble companions, and those who follow them with excellence until the day of recompense. These are the Salaf. These are the Salaf. So by ascribing to this way, ascribing to Salafiyya, you are ascribing and attaching yourself to them, saying that you are upon the likes of that which they were upon in terms of creed, in terms of beliefs, in terms of practice, and how you go about implementing your deen and the likes of this, that you are upon that which they are upon. Likewise, separating yourself from those who differ with that, from those who are upon innovation and newly invented matters in the religion. This is Salafiyya, Ikhwan. This is Salafiyya. And this is something which is binding upon us to follow the way of the Sahaba, follow the way of the Salaf al-Salih. It's binding upon us. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in Salaf al-Hadith of Al-Urba' ibn Sariyah, who said, Salla lana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatu subh. The Messenger of Allah, he prayed the Fajr prayer along with us. ثُمَّ أَقْبَلَ عَلَيْنَا فَوَعَذَنَا مَوْعِذَةً وُجِلَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبِ وَذُرِفَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونِ. He prayed Salatul Fajr with us, and then he turned around to face us, and he gave us an admonition, from which the hearts trembled, and the eyes shed tears. He said, so we said, قُلْنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّهَا مَوْعِذَةٌ مُوَدِّعٌ فَأَوْصِينَا. So we said, O Messenger of Allah, this advice, this admonition that you gave us, it's like an admonition that comes from one who's bidding farewell. So therefore, give us some advice. Advise us. Qala, the Messenger of Allah, he said, Usikum bi taqwallah wa sami wa ta'a wa in ta'amara alaykum abdun habashi. He said, I advise you to have taqwa of Allah and to hear and obey. And the people of innovation, the likes of the Khawaris, they hate these types of narrations. These types of narrations which mention hearing and obeying the rulers, they can't stand them, they hate them. He said, I advise you to have taqwa of Allah and hear and obey, even if a slave, an Ethiopian slave, is appointed as a leader over you. Hear and obey. فَإِنُّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَ خِلَافٍ كَثِيرًا. For indeed, he who lives amongst you is going to see much different. You're going to see much different. So when we see this, and when we see this differing, what is the ilaj? What is the treatment? What is the way out? What is the way out of all this differing and confusion that we see? It comes in the very next sentence, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ خُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَحْدِيِينَ عَدُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدْ وَإِيَّاكَ وَمُحْتَفَاتُ الْأُمُورِ. So the way out, it's the statement of the Messenger of Allah, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي. Cling to my sunnah. وَسُنَّةُ خُلَفَاء الرَّاشِدِينَ. And likewise, the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa, عَدُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدْ. Bite onto it with your molati. The ulama, they mention a benefit from this narration. That in this narration, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned two sunnahs. He mentioned two sunnahs. Now, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي. He mentioned his sunnah first. Upon you is my sunnah. And then he mentioned the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashidin al-Mahdiyin. Right? Two sunnahs here. And then after that, he used a singular pronoun to refer to both of them. Abdu alayha. Bite onto it. He didn't say Abdu alayhima. Bite onto the two of them. He said, bite onto it. The ulama, they say that this shows what we benefit from this is that the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah and the sunnah of his Khulafa al-Rashidin is one and the same. It's one and the same. Highlighting and showing what? That it is obligatory. There's no one with doubt that it's obligatory upon us to follow the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. Right? If they said something other than that, then they're, you know, bearing witness against themselves. So since the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned his sunnah, likewise the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashideen, and then used a singular pronoun to refer to the both of them, showing that they're one and the same. Therefore, we understand from this, just as it's obligatory to follow the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, it's likewise obligatory, wajib, to follow the sunnah of his Khulafa al-Rashideen. All this goes back to and highlights the point that we mentioned, that it's obligatory upon us to ascribe and to attach ourselves to the Salaf. Now, and then he mentioned, and beware of newly invented matters. And this, ikhwan, is a fundamental principle from the principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Following the Sahaba, following the Salaf, and attaching to their way. As we mentioned by Imam Ahmad in his Usul al-Sunnah, very first point, inside of Usul al-Sunnah, Usul al-Sunnah indana, التماسك بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والاقتداء بهم. That the fundamental principles of the Sunnah according to us, they are clinging to that which the companions of the Messenger of Allah were upon, والاقتداء بهم, and taking them as role models and examples. Taking them as role models and examples. So the people who criticize this particular way, they criticize ascribing to Salafi and the likes of this, they bring with them many doubts. Many doubts. From that, is that when you mention to them the likes of the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, which we mentioned earlier, concerning ascribing to Salafiyyah, and ascribing to the way of the Salaf. Then from that which they say is, okay, we accept that from Ibn Taymiyyah, however, I can ascribe to Salafiyyah, but I'm not going to say I'm Salafi. We don't understand that from Ibn Taymiyyah's speech, that the individual should say he's Salafi. Rather, that's something which is newly invented. Sheikh Al-Albani invented that, the likes of this. Then we say, concerning that, since Sheikh Al-Albani invented the statement, he was the first one to come with calling himself Salafi, saying that you're Salafi, and the likes of this, we mentioned the statement of Imam al-Dhahabi, who is from the students of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. He's from his students, and therefore qualified more so than me or anyone to interpret the words of his Shaykh. Imam al-Dhahabi, he mentioned the Sirah Alam al-Nubala, when he mentioned the biography of Imam al-Dharqutni. Imam al-Dharqutni, we know him, right? The well-known scholar of Hadith. Imam al-Dharqutni. He mentioned inside of his biography, Imam al-Dhahabi did, inside of his biography, he narrates from Imam al-Dharqutni that he said, مَا شَيْءٌ أَبْغَضُ إِلَيَّ مِنْ عِلْمُ الْكَلَامِ. Al-Dharqutni, he said, follow me, there's nothing more hated to me than theological rhetoric. This is a statement of al-Dharqutni. Nothing more hated to me than theological rhetoric. Imam al-Dhahabi, after mentioning this narration from al-Dharqutni, he said concerning al-Dharqutni, قُوتُ, I say, لَمْ يَدْخُلِ الرَّجُلْ أَبَدًا فِي عِلْمُ الْكَلَامِ وَلَا الْجِدَالِ وَلَا خَادَ فِي ذَلِكَ بَلْ كَانَ سَلَفِيًّا. Imam al-Dhahabi, all these years ago, said concerning Imam al-Dharqutni, I say, this man never entered into theological rhetoric, nor argumentation, and he never delved deep into these particular matters, these affairs. Rather, kana salafiyan. He called him Salafi. He said, rather, al-Dharqutni was a Salafi. Imam al-Dhahabi. And yet they say, al-Albani invented the statement. Rather, the only thing that is newly invented, the only thing that is an innovation, is criticism of that. You criticizing it, that's the bid'ah. That's the innovation. Has been mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah inside of Al-Hamawiyyah. Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned inside of Al-Hamawiyyah, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ فِي الْأَقْلِ الصَّرِيحِ وَلَا فِي شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْنَقْلِ الصَّحِيحِ مَا يُوجِبْ.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أجعل
So Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned inside of Fatawa al-Hamawiyyah, he says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ فِي الْأَقْلَ صَرِيحٍ وَلَا فِي شَيْءٍ مِنَ النَّقْلَ صَحِيحٍ مَا يُوجِبْ مُخَالَفَ طَرِيقَةُ السَّلَفِيَّةِ أَصْلًا. He said, no, that there is nothing at all inside of the sound intellect or anything from the authentic narrations which would necessitate opposing the path of Salafiyyah. No asl at all. So, and what we derive from this is that what is newly invented, as we said before, is the criticism of Salafiyyah, not ascribing to it. So they say, likewise, from the statements which they say, well, I'm Sunni but I'm not Salaf. They say, I'm Sunni but I'm not Salaf. To this we say, the likes of the statement of Sheikh Suhaimi when he mentioned, he says, قَوْلُهُ أَنَّهُ سُنِّي وَلَيْسَ بِسَلَفِ هَذَا قَوْلُ مُتَنَاقِبٍ. He said, this statement of his that he's Sunni, he's not Salafi, is the قَوْلُ مُتَنَاقِبٍ. It's a statement which is contradictory. It's a contradictory statement. He says, As-Sunni ya miskeen huwa Salaf. If the Sunni, you poor, deprived individual, is the Salafi. Wa Salafi huwa Sunni. And the Salafi is the Sunni. وَمَنْ فَرَّقَ بَيْنَهُمَا فَقَدْ فَرَّقَ بَيْنَ مُتَمَاثِلَيْنِ. Whoever separates and distinguishes between the two of them, he has distinguished between two affairs which are the same. Now, so all these statements which they make and these shubuhat which they bring, they emanate no doubt from ignorance of the reality of this affair of Salafiyyah, what Salafiyyah is. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala mentioned inside of his book, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ بَعْدَمَا تَبَيِّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. That whoever opposes the messenger after the guide has been made clear to him and he follows a way other than the way of the believers, and the believers at the time this verse came down was who? The Sahaba, the Salaf. He follows a way other than the way of the Salaf, that which they were upon. They want to keep him in a path that he has chosen for himself and land him in the hellfire. This is an evil destination. It is an evil destination. Likewise, he mentioned in the statement of Shaykh Abdul Muslim al-Abbad, in which he said that the person, he must be diligent in following the Sunnah by way of his actions. And if it is said to you, are you a Salafi? Shaykh Abdul Muslim al-Abbad, he said, then you say, yes, I am Salafi. If it is said to you, are you from Ahl Sunnah? You say, yes, I'm from Ahl Sunnah. And of all of the praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And saying this or mentioning this, if there's a need for it and it's applicable, meaning you are really about that, you are really Salafi, then there's nothing wrong with this whatsoever. Nothing wrong with this whatsoever. So we say to those who criticize this particular affair of a scripture and ascribing to Salafiyyah, the likes of the statement of Shaykh Saleh Fawzan, Naam, nahnu Salafiyun. Yes, no doubt we're Salafi. And we're going to continue to be so by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to continue to be so by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Ubaidi mentioned, Wa ya shabab al-Islam khasatan. وَيَا أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَامَةً. He said, O youth of Al-Islam specifically, and O Muslims in general, لَا يَكُونَنَّ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ حَرَجْ مِنَ الْإِنْتِسَابِ لَسَلَفِيَّةِ. Don't let there be inside of your heart any difficulty whatsoever in ascribing to Salafiyyah. He said, بَلْ اِرْفَعْ بِهَا رُؤُوسِكُمْ. Rather, raise your heads high with this. Raise your heads high with this. Now, with ascribing to this particular affair of Salafiyyah. And take pride in it. And don't fear, as it relates to that, the blame of the blamers. Because no doubt, Ikhwan, this affair of Salafiyyah, it is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a favor from Allah that He has guided you to it and placed you upon it. And that He did not place you upon the way of the Rafidah. Allah didn't make you from the Rafidah. He didn't make you from the Khawarij, ISIS, and the likes of them. He didn't make you to be upon the path of tasawwuf, upon the Sufism, or any other methodology. In way, rather, He has made you Salafi. He has guided you to Salafiyyah, and this is indeed a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala mentioned inside of His book, بَلَلَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ حَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Rather, Allah has conferred a favor upon you by guiding you to al-Iman. But there's a shart. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful concerning it. If you are truthful concerning it, then it is a favor. There's a favor for you. Now, so we'll stop here, inshallah ta'ala, and perhaps mention some of the other principles in the next lesson. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.